as a drum that turns into a percussion orchestra, we also set out to look into a completely different problem, which is conducting a computer as you would conduct an orchestra. And the piece that we chose to do this, actually Tony Witoff did it, a student who also works in the studio. We chose Stars and Stripes Forever because we thought that it was fun. And so the idea then is to be able to conduct that really at the computer terminals. And Tony will explain how that's done.
I'll explain how it's done?
Or what you're doing.
I'll explain what I'm doing. Let's see. I'm not going to tell it to read off all the work that I did in the disc. But what I did for this program was take the piece, Stars and Stripes Forever, and put it into a form that the computer and synthesizer could recognize so it could read it off, and then sort of be able to mess around with it in various ways. Right? I can control the instruments, if you want to call them that, that are playing the various lines. I can control the speed that it's being played at. I can control the volume it's being played at, the ranges of the various instruments that are playing the different lines, and sort of the balance of the various instruments in the entire piece.
And Tony, the software that enables all of that to happen, mm-hmm. You bought or
you wrote.
Created the software?
Yes, we created the software all together. We three of us worked as a team over the summer creating software for the Synclavier. So what I'll do now is I'll play it for you. Very loudly. Change it a lot in my ear, but it might sound like, and it could be fun to have at home, for example.